Time Jr., Trump Jr.
Donald Duck.
There he is now. Well, I don't know if I have it. Uh-oh.
COVID?
Yeah. You want to stand over there, please?
Michael,
be quiet!
Be quiet! Thank you. Don't tell Michael Pepe to be quiet.
Yes, I see.
Proceed, Mr. Pepe.
Yeah, thank you. All right, that's enough.
Yes.
You must remember this.
You must go at the playground, park, or zoo. Be sure to ask
a Frito is still a Frito.
Along with you.
The child murder case also inspired the making of a second film.
Well, freedom to many Fritos, and it's a clear case of homicide.
A Frito-philia.
Munchin' Fritos, munchin', crunchin', munchin', chewin', chewin', gulpin', munchin', swallowin', munchin', munchin'. Munch a bunch of Fritos, corn chips. Munch a bunch of Fritos, corn chips. It's not polite to smack your lips, but you can't help it with Fritos corn chips. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips. You know where they come from? You know where Fritos corn chips come from? Buffalo. No, not those critters. Buffalo, New York. I was shown the Frito plant where those things are churned out in an incredible quantity and sent all across America and the world. Now with new chili cheese Fritos. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
So is the banker's heart the last of
those were the three brothers who were thrown into the fiery furnace by King Nebuchadnezzar.
Good. I'm glad I got that right.
Me too.
But they didn't burn. It was so hot that some of the people who were trying to tend the furnace got burned. But they were walking around in the fire as cool as a cucumber in the refrigerator.
Grasshopper.
And with them, there was another walking.
And
who was that?
In their smashing new debut motion picture.
There are varying theories
for years.
You know, before they said it is written, they used to say it was for so the prophet spake.
And so saith the prophet. A prophet without honor in his own land.
The gift of prophecy has always interested me. Can you really use your powers to see into the future? I can foretell certain events.
I will require a brazier of hot coals.
There will be no
winter. No, not that, madam. Please put your top back on. I need hot coals.
And the cries of joy shall become wails of mourning.
Slap.
You have done well, Sir Ben.
Yeah, punch that
could not
magician in the face.
Swine offend the princess.
Oh, nice.
Well, you know, he was a very powerful evil magician.
Yeah,
you probably shouldn't have punched him like that.
You have done well, Sir Ben.
The caliph says you have done well, you know, but he wasn't the one who punched him.
When the shadows showed me, if you like, I could create a magic spell to ward away the danger. In return, I suppose, for the ship and the crew which you have requested. Such a request would not be out of the... So, your powers are a cheap scheme. Get out. If you are found within the city of Baghdad, your eyes will be torn from your sockets. Although he's still hanging around the next day.
When Sinbad finds him at the market, yes. so, I'm sure you've all seen the movie.
No, I cannot.
But not as many times as I've seen it. Or K-Rob.
Just kind of...
Fleeting and the greetings.
Why, that movie is canonical to...
The egg of the rock.
The giant bird that nests on the peaks of Colossa. The very same.
That's right.
It is no use, my caliph. We must outfit a ship in an expedition without delay. Just like this guy wants.
And don't drink this,
Where will you find a crew?
Why not? Would you care to try it? Go, Lardairs.
Apparently there's an R at the end. Golar.
Okay.
Golar.
Here, drink from the pool he has forbidden. I'm just a barely English-speaking Spanish extra in this movie.
Actually, he has
all of a sudden,
there's a mystery about him.
Like the guy who goes, I can go no further.
That guy, I believe, is a poet, a performer, or was at the time the movie was made.
Thud.
Allah finds many ways of dealing with hungry men.
Well, gee, if it wasn't for Allah, you know, I'd...
And then they come
this
to...
is the Valley of the Cyclops.
The Valley of the Cyclops.
We must split into two parties.
Why on earth?
Why divide our forces? Because if one is captured, the other can rescue them.
Sounds reasonable, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that might work
better with that. Sure, okay.
All right, that's reasonable.
Forces. The magician says to him.
I mean, he does know his stuff. You'll hear about what
now
he did
go
in
over there where there's that giant furniture and that huge club with the spikes sticking out of it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's Club
just
Cyclops.
See if somebody shows up.
For giant one-eyed horned satyrs only. That are anthropophagous.
It was said that after this movie came out, Golar was a big superstar in his
Golar.
Village. The village became known as the one that Golar came from.
Golar, that is to say.
And he was... depended on to be there at every screening of the movie.
Yes, Golar, big
remember
star in his
scene in the film. Well, you know, there's a knock at Sinbad's cabin door, and when he answers it, the first person who comes through is Golar, barreling through
Golar.
With a right hook to the jaw.
Right, he attacks him.
Kerwin back.
A terrifying, over-muscled antagonist
Golar,
all of a sudden.
Leader of the...
when he was just chaffering with the tiny princess, but he made her go back into the jewel box.
I thought the guy that ended up with the... he ended up steering the ship, you know. It was a full port rudder.
Now that wasn't Golar.
The British actor, Danny Green, you know, he's yelling.
It was Danny Green.
But nobody can pay attention because of...
Oh, save us, save us.
They're driving everybody cuckoo.
Well, feed them to the fish. That's another one of Danny Green's lines.
Here, put wax in your ears and wrap your turban around your ears. Then the wailing demons will not drive you crazy. That's fine. Now we won't be driven crazy. We'll just be wrecked on the rocks and devoured by sea serpents.
Well, that was also predicted by Sakura.
That's what Torrent Thatcher said, right? Well,
you will see. Winds will drive the ship past the island of wailing demons. Did you ever hear of the primevals?
Oh, yeah.
Stop motion animated film with giant yetis and reptile men.
Yetis, lizard men. Yeah, they're in there.
It was being made by David Allen,
who died inconveniently.
Fatally ill.
All his friends in the stop-motion community
to make every shot.
Finished every shot.
Needs, and it's they got a little bit of financing. And it's almost ready to release.
Oh, it has been released.
It's probably
got a copy.
What about it? What?
It's
a strangely old-fashioned movie because it was made decades ago.
It takes some time to produce them, especially when there's no real budget.
Only to discover you went home.
It's been going on for years, but it's I've recently seen footage. It's got some interesting stuff in it. Certainly the giant apes and things that move with a good sense of bulk and
The animation is great. The
probably the actors will be the weakest part.
The actors aren't so bad. However, the authenticity would be stressed more in a modern production.
What you call it? The Chasmosaurus in When Dinosaurs Move.
It's true. He animated that dinosaur in that movie. I, Dr. Howell Dowell, concur with what I said on another occasion.
Too busy to do it, though hired to do it because of the idiocy of their producer. They didn't have the right stuff in the frame to be able to add the special effects because it was too small. It was not shot with special effects in mind, so...
Well, these are technical quibbles.
Hundreds of hours had to be spent creating large matte paintings to expand the
matte
screen
paintings.
Area, so the effects...
Well, just as long as the monsters are on display...
A Count and Countess of Transylvania.
Good evening, Count Dracula.
Good evening, Igor. Would you check my cape, please?
Good evening, Count Dracula. So glad you and the Countess could attend my ball.
I see several old friends here. There's Frankenstein and his charming bride.
Yes, and Vitos and Wolfman are here, too.
The ladies in waiting are very worthy.
You don't mean those slimy old goons?
I didn't think my eyesight was failing me.
Well, it is nonetheless.
I have the pleasure of this minuet, Countess Onkar. There could hardly be pleasure dancing with you.
Who asked you, Fang Face?
And I suppose you think you are Rock Hudson.
Not particularly, but at least I don't sack out all day like you.
How could you? You are too busy cutting up corpses with your ugly friends. Like that one over there.
Which one?
The one with the permanent wave on his face.
Now you're in trouble, bloodsucker. He heard you.
I'm not afraid, but we're just leaving anyway.
Don't leave that snaggletooth bag of bones you call your wife behind.
All right, I'm going. Still, never mind, we better get out of here fast. Come on, vampire.
Did a lot of good stuff, but then he grew fatally ill and died, surprising everyone. He did some of the animation in Star Wars of the little hologram creatures hopping
about, yes,
and so forth. Some of that was his
hopping, skipping, and jumping. That was David Allen. Fine stop motion animated.
Ebor Sisk.
Great art.
The two-headed monster called that, the Ebor Sisk. Like one head is Ebert and the other is Siskel. You know,
yes, it was a terrifying two-headed
bad
monster.
Bad reviews that their movie would get, and so they named the monster after those two critics in advance. Yeah, they gave us a bad review. That's because we made our monster. They can't be trusted. The movie isn't really terrible. No, it's just that...
In Gremlins 2, they put... what's the guy that had the Entertainment Tonight movie review segment?
Gremlins 2, People Zero.
He ended up introducing a lot of Disney DVDs.
John Tesh?
No. He kind of looked like John Landis, but he wasn't John Landis. And he had his bit in Gremlins 2 was Leonard Maltin.
Oh, Leonard Maltin, right.
With the movie police, and he like blows a police whistle. And he goes like, these gremlins, they're just slimy and terrible and run along. And then the gremlins take revenge on him in the movie. You know?
Right. Well, there's the bat gremlin and the spider gremlin and all these mutant gremlins turned out of Christopher Lee's lab.
Yeah. With teeth as things and stuff. It's no longer a human world anymore.
Little paramecium.
First there was gremlins, and then there were ghoulies and goofies or whatever they were. The
widgets.
Ghoulies. Subspecies. Of course, there were chameleons.
And chuds.
Chuds, yes.
Animalistic humanoid underground or something else.
I thought
else.
It was Chuckle, like Bride of Chuckley or something.
Bride of Chuckley. Jeez, it's a time piece.
With John Tesh.
Was he in that one?
Chuck E. Cheese.
I just really want to. Likes John Tesh.
In
the Chucky movie. Jennifer Tilly.
Jennifer Tilly, that's right. Was in the
way of the Tesh.
I mean,
you got the Tesh!
How silly.
You want to know better.
This is TCSH.
You know, this might not even work.
Well, Lisa Gibbons was in RoboCop 2 as one of
the newest casters
trying to
interview the old man at the end.
She worked Jerry Lewis telethons, too.
Jerry Lewis.
I preferred her to Mary Hart, whose voice supposedly caused epileptics to go into seizures. It was Mary Hart and John Tesh after...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But
yeah.
Lisa Gibbons was...
John Tesh himself recorded several musical albums with himself as the voice tone.
Oh, this makes me so...
He eventually ended up on the planet Teshtoba as the supreme ruler of a group of beings who were unable to see.
Yeah, he could have done worse.
In ways if they had no eyes. They could apparently navigate... And isn't he in some werewolf movie?
Werewolf? Well, maybe not.
Dean Stockwell was in The Werewolf of Washington. The Washington, D.C. werewolf story. Was that the president was a werewolf in that way? And,
not this president.
The werewolf itself, that movie was Kerwin Matthews.
Well, he wasn't a werewolf, was he?
Maybe not.
It's like Kim Mendes is a werewolf.
I thought it was. Kerwin made an interesting non-monster movie about the Garment District.
Yeah, with Lee J. Cobb.
Lee J. Cobb in it. And, you know, it's all sort of like On the Waterfront, except with the Garment District.
Yeah, criminal pressures, gangsters.
And then he was in an incredibly dreadful film. Really regrettable. Disturbingly bad. Battle Beneath the Earth. Where these Chinese guys are tunneling through from China to invade America.
Not Battle Beyond the Stars.
Well, that was a different one, but Battle Beneath the
Earth. And there was Battle Beyond the Sun.
Kerwin's last pictures before he got into the home furnishings trade in San Francisco.
Hi,
I'm Kerwin. I was in the dirt.
By the time this is through,
do it today.
Yeah.
Relax.
What was what?
Relax. Flawed logic.
Take it easy.
Relax. Take it easy.
Take it easy. Coax.
With a dead mackerel.
Yeah, I got a slap across the chops with a dead mackerel for asking the wrong question.
You want to slap somebody, slap me. Here's my face, right?
Oh, so disrespectful.
Like a good friend.
Nothing satisfies like a camel, you see?
Like a Charles Schlapp production.
Magazine.
Get this elephant off my chest.
Public of reloading is recording.
Jack. Slap happy radio.
Well, no, say the word Jeff is falling.
Yeah, we already.
End of his career. And he volunteered to go to Ukraine to fight the Russians. What about the one where Kurt slaps himself? I don't remember that one. Remember when, well, he was kind of forced to. The telekinetic, you know, king, you know, can use. Are you sure about this? Yeah, they were like these Greek gods, you know. Yeah. It was the interracial first kiss. Even though it was like really creepy. Does that even count as a kiss?
Thought that the southern stations wouldn't show. That's over, didn't it? But as we know, it was made by the Platonians for Kirkwood.
That they were Satan. Me fella, in that season, on a day in Suther, get the tabard as he lay, ready to winden on me pilgrimage to Canterbury with full devout courage. Arrived at that inn and hostelria full 9:20 in a company. And they all got to the end of the pilgrimage too, except one. The alchemist left the pilgrimage, meaning he's a condemned soul, condemned to hell for going against divinely ordered and ordained nature. That is a significant exception, because everybody else in the Canterbury Tales actually gets to the shrine of the beloved Saint Thomas More. Sorry, accidentally killed by Henry. So the story goes. Shouting, will no one rid me of this troublesome priest? Well, a guy was listening. He said, oh, go kill him. Then the king will give me preferment.
And the Lovecraft. On the Lovecraft. But you know it all as you spin through space, having watched the auto-destruction of your home planet. I trust this is an allegorical figure and not in any actual or real way. A true prophecy, only one that must be understood as some old saw or apophagem in a poetic sense. Yes, indeed. I saw what you did. The San Francisco Jigsaw Massacre. Who will survive, and who will put the other ones back together?
Well, excuse me.
We're just doing a little bit of work here on the station, and let's keep going with our show, now in progress.
Makes it sound like rabbits screaming.
The total does. That horrendous monster created by Satan to punish evildoers for not doing enough evil.
It comes after you, it gleeps you, whatever gleeping is.
It leaves no trace. If you've been gleeped by the total, there's nothing left of you.
That's how the Duke of Coffin Castle died.
Yes, he died heroically, to my view, fighting the total. Even though he was an evil. But when you analyze it, he was like evil, but he wasn't that evil.
All the jewels dissolved into tears.
Yes, they were the jewels of laughter. Of the tears of laughter.
They'd actually been wept.
If they'd been the tears of sorrow, they would have lasted and not turned back into corrupt.
To cry, precious stones, diamonds,
diamonds and rubies and jewels and things.
After 2 weeks, they always turned back into tears.
The melody of fear and
having looking back. Walks on. It was at this point that the total appeared.
Know the name of Russian down the street. And side by side they're glorified.
Those fascist pigs were hassling some righteous dudes.
Whatever talks we hear,
he's in the book.
Take your talks.
The book of the
Seven. Oh, Shaughnessy, throw the book at them.
Yeah, give me
what's
that.
What's your virginal book?
Our lapel cams are having a malfunction, eh? Too bad nobody will ever see this.
Let's check out toenail cam, too.
You can come.
Dirty O'Neill. A good cop, they say.
Gene Manson was in that movie.
With a sound like sighing. All the jewels dissolved into tears.
Right, I went over that. They were the tears of, the jewels of the tears of laughter, not of sorrow.
Strange woman named Hagar.
She had the strange ability to weep jewels.
Precious stones.
Everybody tried to get her to weep, but she actually wasn't that inclined to weep. Those strangers begged her to do so.
You gotta tell me the truth. You can't lie.
And it was at this point that the total appeared.
Yes, the total.
Know the name of that righteous dude.
Since the Lord is not slack with us concerning his promise.
Yea, much fine. And slack is more than a series of proprietary tools made available by some horrendous or hideous algorithm.
Keeping of them there is great reward.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.
Secret fall.
Day unto day uttereth speech,
sin,
and night after night showeth thee knowledge. There is no speech nor language where his voice is not heard. His line is gone out into all the earth, and his words unto the end of the world. In them hath he made a tabernacle unto the sun.
Right, piano. Okay, what is it anyway? Hold on a moment. Let me get my subconscious mind.
We're not going
to... It'll fish it out.
Let the phone alone.
I got to get back to the newsroom. We have a deadline.
Right.
Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright and not guilty of the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
You know, there are a lot of distractions to a religiously centered state of mind. It becomes difficult to focus on one's appropriate attitude
in thy tabernacle. I'm talking to you, huh? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and forwards and not backwards and speaketh the truth.
In his heart.
Righteousness, in his heart. Something like that.
Yeah, right, right.
He that backbiteth not against his neighbor,
nor taketh
up a reward against the innocent.
Yep.
He that brusheth his teeth 3 times a day
and massageth his gums for dental hygiene.
He that dresseth smartly with matching sock
and well shined shoes
and suspenders
unto the glory of the Lord.
He that doeth these things,
the pocket square also sets it off.
He shall be above all men exalted. All aflutter,
his ears cut short and his tail.
A great big train came round the bend. Toot toot, peanut butter.
As I was going down the road with a tired team and a heavy load, I cracked my whip and the lead horse sprung, and I says, day, day, to my wagon tongue, a turkey in the hay, hooray, hooray, turkey in the straw, hoorah, rah, hit up a hack, tuck a high, tuck a haw, and he rattled up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Oh, there was an old soldier, and he had a wooden leg, and he had no tobacco, no tobacco did he beg, said I, old soldier, will he give me a chaw, said he, young feller, I'll be damned if we do. Turkey in the hay, hooray, hooray, turkey in the straw, hoorah, hoorah. Picked up a hammer and I hit him in the jaw, and he rattled out a tune called Turkey in the Straw.
And confused.
There's Michael Pepe in the center of the show.
Is that him?
Pepe, yeah, the red hat on.
Wow. He's just now crowded into the edge of the screen. He was there.
That was a rumor. Someone thought they saw Michael Pepe. Now, come on, the show's got to go on. Now, pull yourself together.
Please.
Here, get out there. You got to tell him something.
Here they come with a rum-tum-tum.
The clarinet and the big bass drum. You'd think that Benny Goodman was arriving.
All night through they try to win her hand. All night through they strive to beat the band. Alibaba belts out the song of India on his brand new flugelhorn.
Secretly famous, First Church of the Last Laugh, ecumenically yoked to the Church of the Subgenius. Yes, it's high time we acknowledged this simple fact. The two are like the two legs of a stool, if the simile is appropriate, together working to support the seat of wisdom. Let us pray.
Waiting time between wars, or time for us when no bombs are dropping on our heads. But peace is not something static. Peace is not something that we will arrive at someday, I don't think. I think that peace is a way we have to act, a way we have to arrange our lives to effect change.
There will be peace in the valley.
Storytelling for social change.
And the lion shall lie down with the lamb. You know,
angels who can surprise us with a lucky chance.
Walt Disney made a cartoon on that subject of the lion lying down with the lamb called Lambert the Sheepish Lion.
Poetry center the long fall through light.
Oh, my goodness.
A voice synonymous with passion, integrity, and vision. No other station has been bringing you voices like these except KPFA.
Well, wait a moment. This isn't KPFA here. This is Radio Valencia. That's right. RadioValencia.fm. Listener-sponsored podcast. Internet radio. The Ask Dr. Hal Show. Live on radio. On Radio Valencia.
Worldwide at KPFA.org.
Not KPFA. Radio Valencia. All right. Let's get this into shape here.
Those stockings hung, Grudge, by the chimney with care, but I didn't hang none up.
Here you go.
Gonna get a CD player tonight.
It's John Hill right after the CD player feed.
A CD type of thing.
He's sitting in his car outside.
You're not gonna catch me.
It's like Eddie Murphy, you know, swinging around the back of a cigarette truck.
Right. It's got the left
of roof, baby. In Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, wait. It's Hal. It's Radio Valencia.
The Radio Valencia Cop. The Radio Valencia Lawyer. So you can't cop to it, can you? Jail waitress. Well, we're going to try a little experiment here. It might work.
And the guy who puts together...
Or we might have to do it a different way. Just, we have a very persnickety equipment here.
I forget what we talked about the other night.
Well, maybe it'll come to you. You'll remember.
Where we say, bring it. Because that's the way we roll. On the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Great check.
Great check.
Great day in the morning.
Ah, you remember that. Wow, that's an ancient memory.
Great check.
That's what you get when you talk to a machine.
Ancient pistol.
Great check.
Okay.
I think that's Charlie. Charlie, is that you? Come down out of the hallway. Lift yourself up by your own petard. Computers don't laugh.
The
This is the Ask Dr. Howl Show, live on radio. Dr. Howland Owl presiding on listener-sponsored RadioValencia.fm. Our transmission for you in the mission.
You guys need money, right?
Always needs money.
We make money out of nothing. We take this pile of nothing over here and mush it around here and
take
it,
this job,
put these other things in it, and pretty soon we have a pile of money. Here, they're making it now. Here, get those barrels open. Get the we got to get the raw materials in here. We need some more resources.
Taking the money away.
But
no more of that peanut butter flavor candy.
Hey, Biff,
he needs that money.
Oh, well, we'll get him the car.
Is this the money time? Is this the money begging time?
Is this the money begging time?
Begging. Is this the time when you're back for money?
Yeah. Money begging money.
Back for money. You can see us now, man.
We're begging the money. We're being held up by the bar strike, of course. But now the government's going. You can hear the government lowering the money into the...
I can hear the government...
Yeah, all right. The government might as well burn that money.
That's the sound. It takes a lot of money to start the government up again.
You have to find the government.
You have to find the government with a lot of money. To get, and you put the money in the government's carburetor, and then you turn the starter on.
Take a moon and two on an island. A sleepy lagoon and two hearts in tune in some lullaby.
We receive him still, the dear Christ, entering in. Oh, holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out.
That's always fair to see. You telling me
fishing for. I want to go back to my little flat shack, back in Gilligan, Hawaii. Well, the home, loco, loco, up, 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 swimming bar. Well, the home, loco, loco, up, 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 swimming bar.
Everything's good now.
I'm so happy.
It's all better.
Whee!
It's all what? Pathetic?
It's not the
moon, yeah.
Not the stars, or the
pathetic
sky.
Government,
not the
Bart,
flowers
Harold.
That bloom in the aisles. It's not the songs that they sing that enchant me, but that
something a lot of people don't know about, but I'm going to go ahead and say it because I've remembered it today. You know, something that Bob really hates is he hates dashes. He hates to see things with dashes in them. So don't put a dash in the words. Quit putting dashes in your words. Would you stop that? I'm asking you that because
the dash
it's not
is
Dom's
a very
word.
Useful form of punctuation.
Dashes are not, at least some dashes, most dashes are not Dom's approved. Bob hates the unsettling transitional ambiguity that they imply. So, please, I implore you, don't use dashes inappropriately.
Dash, dash, dish, dash.
Only in a Dom's approved fashion. If you can't remember what that is, you just have to get your manuals out and turn to Dom's Ecclesians 12.
Really, Commander, I simply must be good.
Yeah, it's that old churchy stuff.
Just don't use dashes, please. Stay away from dashes. Yeah, all right. When in doubt, kick the dash out. That's what Bob
New
said.
Dash laundry soap.
I love this old tune. This brings me back to the old days, you know. Back in the swamp. With me and the...
Yeah, it's always so cold and dumb.
And Bubba were back there sitting on those old oil drums filled with toxic waste.
Little Bubba.
Bubba by
Kiss. Sitting there like a couple of old...
There you go.
Kids.
You know the
okay,
yes, sat there like a plump on a lumpy
just killing time
log.
Here on the show.
Yeah, well, that's good. Killing time is fine. Bart people are killing time. But it's unions against management, and, you know, people have to get something done sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
what's this? What's
thank
this?
You guys. Hang in there.
It's true. It's all
people
true.
People got to do what they got to do.
I lost one of my gloves.
They got to do what people tell them.
Blood in my head. It's always going to be cold.
Sometimes you don't get to do what you personally want to do because you
like
do what the group says you got to do, and that's more important sometimes. And just to, you know, that's what you got.
Maybe I would see it lying.
That's the important thing to remember.
On the sidewalk.
And so, and there's people there that are experts, so you got to leave it to the experts sometimes to put things in line and make it right.
Well, no objection, but
I think we can all agree that we have confidence in our experts to do what's right for us, the non-experts.
Without expertise.
I'm an expert at non-expertise. That's why
right.
I try to concentrate my area of focus is in those non-expertise areas.
He was
on this
once
show,
formerly a expert. Now he's expert.
The public.
Yeah, we like to help the public.
We really like helping the public.
Our job here is to help the public understand things in a non-ambiguous, less vague, more elucidating. We like to elucidate
right.
The language in a
that
way
can
that
be
makes
done.
It easier for people.
Very easy.
To understand.
Oh, yeah.
It is a matter of making
to absorb to
this
process,
spiritual journey.
Get in their ears and make their brain see it with their eyes that are on
if
their
one
eyes.
Seeks, one may find true enlightenment.
Ooh, that's just nasty, though. That don't look at. No, no, don't do that.
No.
Okay, I'll wash your dishes.
Dewy dishers. Do the simple purification. You know that the seed is inside the horse chestnut tree, and inside that seed there are the blossoms of the tree and the branches and the shade. So inside the human body, there is a seed. And inside that seed, there is the human body again. Fire, air, earth, water, and space. If you don't want the secret one, you can't have these either. Fire, air, earth, water, and space. If you don't want the secret one, you can't have these either. Thinkers, listen. Tell me. What do you know of that is not inside the soul? What do you know of that is not inside the soul? Take a pitcher full of water and set it down on the water. Now, you have water inside and water outside. We mustn't give it a name, lest silly people start talking again about the body and the soul. What do you know of that's not inside?